What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Padula has it, 4 seconds. Padula on the drive. Padula, tap back, and in! No time on the clock! Ole Miss 72, LSU 70.
Thank you, SEC Network, for the call, and with that, crisis averted in Baton Rouge.
Unbelievable comeback. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that'd be one of my five thoughts, but kind of makes it even from the A&M loss.
Yeah, sort of. It does.
They even out throughout. Yeah. That's right. You play well, you get one shot at the end, A&M hits it.
Yeah.
LSU turns into a 1-9 Southeastern Conference team in the final 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
70-59, though, when we win 72-70.
That's right.
That's incredible.
I was talking, David Kellum called a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the fact that, I mean, you think about the poor guy, and Chest was his last name from LSU. He misses a dunk. Ole Miss goes down. They foul. He gets a tech, 4 points. Then he misses two free throws late. You know, so that pressure can get to you. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it got to their guys and not the Ole Miss guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, A&M, Ole Miss, last five possessions, they had four turnovers,
yeah,
and missed in front of a 1-1. So, yeah, I mean, the shoe was on the other foot for sure.
So they do get the win there. We will, I'm sure, get into that with Gordon Ford, who's up next. And then we'll, again, have one of our doctors and people from Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Dan Boyd's going to be on. We'll finish it up with Coach Carl Lafferty of the Ole Miss baseball team. Let me tell you quickly about First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting communities in agriculture. They're ready to help you through the financial journey. It's First South Farm Credit. You guys watch the big football game, and I know we've already talked about it. We've all watched that game last night in some form.
Yeah, lost all my winnings from all year. That's really smart of me. But yeah, I really thought KC would do it, but goodness gracious, Philly's defensive line just totally dominated. When your D-line, they didn't even have to, out of all those sacks, they never even sent a blitz.
It was one
just
time.
One time blitz in the third quarter.
Yeah. Right. The game was over by the time they sent a blitz.
Yeah, it was over the second quarter.
The 53, right? The linebacker came in from from the right side. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time, that defensive line just dominated.
That sweat.
Oh.
Golly, what a player. He reminded me of Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
He just dominated that tackle.
That's all of those front seven guys are guys they drafted in these last four classes. A couple of those corners, too. They've just – their personnel department and, you know, scouting players is phenomenal.
You know, the Chiefs did a good job against the run.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't handle Hurts.
Yeah, and Mahomes threw him 17 points, and that didn't help either.
Yeah.
You know, kind of snowballed there.
Yeah. I'm glad to see the changing of the guard.
Yeah, everybody is. Yeah.
I like the Eagles. I mean, they're a good club. Joe Panunzio used to coach here, is up there.
Is he up there right now still?
Yeah. A.J. Brown's up there, you know, obviously. So, you know, we got a little Ole Miss connection. It's nice.
I didn't know Joe was still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, let's get some thoughts from Yancey before we get with Gordon Ford talk basketball. And your text messages, by the way, at 662-426-1093. So get those in, 426-1093. Outback Steakhouse brings them. Steve Grantham operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day. The sporting gods giveth and the taketh. And Saturday, Ole Miss finally had the hoops gods giveth. Let's call it even at the A&M loss. Thought number two, we've been talking about how Ole Miss needed a third wheel to add to Padula and Brakesville. I believe Dre Davis is going to be that guy. Since the Texas A&M game, he has been a force in each half of each game. Thought number three, the wild card still in the deck for Ole Miss is Malik Dia. If they can start getting him to play like he did against the likes of Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Georgia, Missouri, and A&M, the Rebels play to another level than when he plays like he did against LSU, Mississippi State, Texas, and Auburn. Thought number four, I'm going to make a preseason prediction. If Ole Miss can keep Mason Nichols, Riley Maddox, and Hunter Elliott healthy on the mound, Ole Miss will be back in postseason play this season. And the last thought of the day, another baseball. If I had to name one pitcher and one position player, freshman, to keep an eye on, it would be 6'4", 265-pound left-handed pitcher Walker Hooks out of Brandon and 6'3", 215-pound shortstop Owen Pino out of New Jersey. Both will play major roles on this year's team.
Excellent. All right, we'll get into baseball. We'll get more into basketball. Got some injury discussion as well. And then we'll get your text messages at 662-426-1093. Get those in. We've got a couple of questions that we'll get to during this little time when we talk with Gordon Ford, who comes up next. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me tell you about the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record. It helps retirees invest and outlive their savings during retirement. If you're thinking or are already retired, the Farese Group is the place to call. 601-607-4141 for your free consultation. Yancey?
Gary, you were thinking about retiring this time last night, weren't you, for a brief moment?
Not maybe retiring, but definitely cutting back a little bit until that last 50-yard touchdown. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to say something to one of our key advertisers here. Chaney's Pharmacy has a great gift for your loved ones in Denzel's chocolate-covered strawberries. You can call them at 662-234-7221. For a pre-order, or just drop by and pick some up.
Yep, Valentine's coming up Friday.
It does, and don't make that mistake like I did, Chucky, about 15 years ago when my wife said, just don't give me any time for Valentine's. Let's save some money. Just don't do it. Didn't do it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that don't
she
work.
She thought the world had ended. She started crying on me and everything else. I learned real quick, don't ever listen to your wife on that one.
Oh, those chocolate-covered strawberries are good,
yeah,
too. By the way, let me tell you, Gordon Ford, my friend, are you good?
I'm here, brother.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Gordon, explain to me this feast or famine of Malik Dia. I mean, he scores 16 points against Kentucky, scores 1 point against LSU, and it's like either he's kicking butt or he's disappearing.
Oh, Chuck, there ain't a whole lot to explain, man. Like you said, he's either kicking butt or he's not doing much. And the bottom line is, I think deep down he wants to be a wing player, and he doesn't like it when he posts up. But when he posts up, he plays well. So I can't explain it, you know. But you've had other guys, you know, picking up the slack and doing what they're supposed to be doing, like Padilla, and there you go.
Yeah, and Dre Davis, you know, we've been begging for that third wheel, somebody that they can count on night in and night out. And Dre, you know, he was kind of like Dia the first half of the season. He would, you know, score 16 and 7 rebounds and 3 assists and 2 blocks, and then the next game he would get 0 points and 0 rebounds. And like Chuck had mentioned earlier in the season, it's like he didn't really know what his role was, but I think he's found his role now, guys, and he's becoming that third guy that they can really lean on night in and night out.
And it's needed, because against Kentucky he had 17 points, and then he came out against LSU in that comeback with 22 points. So, I mean, that's a big portion of the offense.
It is, and he's scoring at critical times of the game. And what's really turned it around for him is that turnaround jump shot when he's posting, backing you down. And he's getting man rebounds down low, too. Mm-hmm. And all those were critical, especially with Dia. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get out of him. If there's ever a player, Chucky, that has so much upside that needs another year under Beard or in college, it's Dia. Right.
Yeah, he definitely does.
It would ruin his basketball career if he left after this year. It is key that he comes back next year and has an all season, a complete all season with the under Beard and get consistent.
Gordon, looks like our boy Matthew Morrell's coming around a little bit now, getting a little more consistent. Have you heard that he may be a little healthier now, or
yes,
is he just gut?
Yes, I have heard that he is a little bit healthier. You know, I think that he played very good the night before against Kentucky. But I'm going to tell you this. Against LSU, I don't know if you watched a lot, Chuck. He wasn't setting his feet on his shot and kind of pushing it. And I understand the coaching staff's working with him on that. But, you know, if he gets out there and sets his feet and Padilla keeps shooting it as much as he's shooting it, he's going to get open and get some shots. And I'm with Yancey. Dre Davis, man, he was one of the best players in the NIT last year for Seton Hall. He was, you know, a highly touted transfer. And, you know, I didn't think we would get him at first, but we did. But, you know, I think that Morrell is playing better. And, you know, I heard he's getting a little bit healthier is what my understanding is.
And listen, guys, sometimes when a shooter is having their troubles, they're not good to you sometimes in a lot of ways. He had 9 boards. He led the team. He went and found some other things to do.
Matthew Morrell.
No doubt.
Defended, went and got some rebounds. And look, I don't know what you can say about Jamin Brakefield. He's just glue.
Yeah.
He's going to do some things for you. Hit the big three to tie it.
Yeah, he scored
he's
7 of 11 points there inside the 2 minutes and got 3 rebounds and 2 offensive rebounds. Yeah. He was Mr. Clutch. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a more improved player overall than I've seen under Brakefield at Ole Miss from 1 year to the next.
Under Beard, I think he's massively improved. So, you know, I mean, he hits shots that he didn't hit before. But one thing about him, he can take the ball off the dribble, and he's one of the few big men we have that do that. And
true.
One of the things is, like, he can hit shots, he can hit an open shot, and his post moves, who have not been very good in the past, have gotten a little bit better. And, you know, that's because he takes the ball from the wing, and he's able to pump fake and do some things in there. And I think, you know, he's a vastly improved player. And there were years that we would call Kermit on the side, hey, what's this guy's deal? But he's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Had 8 rebounds against LSU, too. So, I mean, you know, that's.
Yeah, he's doing it all.
We were getting killed on the boards in the first half, and we came back only one. They only out-rebounded us by 1 total, so we murdered them in the second half.
Got 6 offensive rebounds in those last 3 minutes. Ole Miss was missing shots. It wasn't like they got hot. They were just getting offensive rebounds and then finally swinging around and make a bucket.
So what's your take on South Carolina, Gordon?
Take on South Carolina is, one, they can't really score. They got a good coach, Lamont Paris, who came from UTC and took them to the NCAA tournament. Last year they were 26-8. Right now, they're on a 10-game losing streak. I think Ole Miss should go in there and beat them. You know, they've got, you know, Zachary Davis, who's their leading scorer, a guy named Colin Bowles, who's one of their better rebounders, and another guy, Jacoby Wright, who was there last year. But they can't score. Last game, Kentucky just pounded them. They did, however, play Auburn to a 2-point game there, and I think you'll get their best shot, but I still see Ole Miss prevailing.
You know, you look at South Carolina and the way they play at home, and a lot of struggling teams do this, is totally different than on the road. I mean, they get beat at the buzzer against Auburn at home, got beat in the last second shot against Florida at home, got beat in the last second against A&M at home, and Mississippi State, you know, went down to the last second. So it's going to be a battle. They play very physical. You know, this is one of those games. I mean, we're begging for Dia. If Dia can be on his game, Ole Miss is going to win the game. Ole Miss plays to another level. But that, you know, is what are you going to get out of Dia? Is he going to want to be a wing, like you say, and hang out and try to jack threes and 18-footers? Or is he going to want to put his back down, to the opponent, and that quick first step, it cannot be defended. Those first 2 steps are just so – it's NBA-like. And it's just like, guy, he could average 24, 25 points a game if he would just stay down in the block. But like you said, he wants to be a wing, and he's not.
Well, you see a lot of these big guys today that are like that. You know, they want to be Magic Johnson. I mean, it's just, you know. But I'll tell you right, the other night, you know, finally at the end of that game, that being LSU, I mean, they had this guy, Carter, I think that was his name, that was going down the lane, tomahawk dunking on our big guys. I mean, I had reminiscences of Jose Vargas back in the 80s there. And it was just, you know, I mean, we need to defend the middle better. And I'm with you, Yancey, on that total.
Yeah.
He needs to get on the block.
Well, and Dre Davis needs to keep playing the way he's played the last two games. He's going to be a big kink down the stretch, I think.
Yeah, if Dia's not on his game, Dre Davis has got to play at an all-league level like he has these last four or five games.
But the last thing I'm going to say is we got a great coach, man. Let's just don't kid ourselves. Mm-hmm. That guy at the end of that game drew that play up and sent – and what I was told in the huddle, he sent all five to the boards and tipped that ball in, and that was just an incredible comeback.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we outsmarted them. I think they out-stupided us, but we won the game.
Good stuff, G-Man. Get healthy, my friend.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, one team that's a top 25 team played like one at the end, and one that's 1-9 ended up being 1-9 at the end of that game. Text messages we didn't get to, but we'll come back at some point with them. One question was better shooter, Padula or Marshall Henderson?
Marshall,
right?
I like Padula. He's a good shooter, but Marshall was special.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sean so far is special.
We'll be back. Here we go. More of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, friends, it's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I'm Gary, Chuck Yancey, all here. And You know, we give you these Rebel injury reports brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletics. All kinds of offices we'll get to later, but let me give you this number at 662-513-2000 to request an appointment or go to the website oxfordortho.com as we welcome in Dr. Dan Boyd to the show. Hello, sir.
Hello. Glad to be with you.
Dr. Boyd, you've been around the block a long time in Oxford. How long have you been servicing this community in Ole Miss?
Nicole and I moved back here from Texas, where I was in training at the University of Texas. We moved back in 2006 and joined Dr. Cooper Terry. And from then, we've grown this practice to being able to sort of service every body part, and we still try to fight hard and are there on the sidelines and the court all the time for Ole Miss. So we are working hard, and it doesn't seem like there's any slowdown.
For all the old listeners like myself here with that continually battling this tennis and golf elbow, what are the ways to prevent that, Dr. Boyd?
Well, you need to swing correctly, and you need to be an athlete, man. Move your feet quick. So there are, the most common thing we see at the elbow is tennis elbow, and that's the pain that you get on the outside of your elbow. Golfer's elbow is the thing that you feel on the inside of your elbow, near your funny bone, where that nerve is. So this tennis elbow problem, like I say, we see, 25 of those a week. And it is just a breakdown of the tendon. People say, how did I get this? I didn't feel like anything ripped or torn. Basically, it is just a part of repetitive gripping. There is one particular tendon on the outside of your elbow that doesn't have a great amount of blood supply, so it is more at risk for breaking down. So when you grip repetitively playing golf or tennis and you're trying to swing with force or come over the top of the ball, you will feel over time that breakdown. Many people do, and there you go. Then you start to feel the symptoms. So is there one thing to prevent it? Well, you could be a lot younger, but we constantly tell people, straighten out your arm and pull your wrist down for 20 seconds and pull it up for 20 seconds and constantly stretch those tendons. And when you play, your racket size and your grip on your racket play a role in managing tennis elbow. So
all right,
if you can picture in your mind's eye your hand, you're looking at the palm of your hand, and you can go online and see how to measure the palm through your fourth finger, your ring finger, and that determines the basis of the size of grip you should have on your tennis racket. So a lot of people we say are playing with too heavy of a racket, their string tension is too high, and they got an incorrect grip size, and then they end up getting this tennis elbow problem. So your tennis pro will know, you can go online and see a million different views of how to pick your size, how to have your string tension correct. But we depend on our Ole Miss coaches a lot to work with our players, because they have seen that over and over again and are masters at what players need now. They don't even need us anymore.
Dr. Boyd, talk real quick. They've come up with a hybrid surgery for UCL. Talk a little bit what the difference is between that and the old traditional UCL and the time frame to recover from that versus a traditional UCL.
Well, so the ulnar collateral ligament is the ligament on the inside of your elbow that most people recognize is the Tommy John ligament. What Dr. Job in Southern California many years ago reconstructed for a pitcher named Tommy John, and therefore the name stuck. And so that is the vein of our existence in our repetitive throwers. And that ligament usually tears due to repetitive throwing. So when you throw a baseball, the throwing motion causes about 90 newtons of torque across your elbow, this force. And the UCL sees about 50 newton meters. When we study the UCL in cadavers, remember those numbers, throwing causes 90, the ligament itself sees 50 newton meters. And when we look at that ligament in a cadaver, we understand that it can only handle about 30. So you know that thing's going to break down over time.
Coach, up against
50.
Dr. Boyd, we're up against a break right here. You mind holding on one second? We'll kind of finish that up.
Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Boyd.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together,
Let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, let's finish up with Dr. Dan Boyd quickly here, and then we got Coach Carl Lafferty on with us. Yancey, you want to finish up with Dr. Boyd?
Dr. Boyd, I know you were talking about what the repetitive use there with the throwing motion. We've got a lot of travel dads, yeah, like I was for a number of years, that are concerned about their kids' shoulder and elbows. Continue on with where you were before we got cut off there at break.
Well, no worries. So what we were saying is that when you throw a baseball, the ligament cannot hold up to that strain. We know that when you throw, it sees a force of 50 newtons, but the ligament can only withstand 30. So when your muscles and your bones don't take up that extra 20 newtons of force, the ligament ends up tearing. And so when it tears, then you have the choice of a surgery. So we can repair the ligament and then use an internal brace in addition to that repair, or you can reconstruct the ligament. The difference, if you can repair and use an internal brace, a fibrous cord that we use to support the ligament, we typically return those players to play at 6 months. If a traditional reconstruction is done, where you take a tendon from your knee or another tendon in your forearm and place it in the inside of your elbow, the return to play is 12 months. Now, our Ole Miss pitchers, when they break down and tear their UCL, we and most other high-level orthopedic practices have gone to what's called a hybrid surgery, where we throw the kitchen sink at them because we know they're going to test it. So we're into belts and suspenders. We want everything we can in there. So we repair the ligament, their own tissue. We put an internal brace in there. Then we also add a tendon. So it's triple fixation to attempt to get as much strength to the inside of their elbow as possible so that they can go perform, hopefully win a national championship at Ole Miss, and then go on to the majors.
Real quick, Dr. Boyd, if you were going to give one thing for the parents out there listening, a way to help prevent those injuries from occurring, what would that be?
Let your kid be an athlete. Don't live vicariously through them. And make sure that they have fun being a part of the team, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Thank you, Dr. Boyd. We really appreciate it. Take care. We look forward to having you back on soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's bring in Coach Carl Lafferty. This portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 locations, 6 states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Hello, Laff.
How we doing, guys?
We're doing great. That's probably hearing about UCL that probably made you cringe there through the years. Yeah, you never want to hear.
I don't really appreciate after the last couple of years. I don't really appreciate coming on right after that. I'm not going to lie. But obviously a topic of conversation when you start talking about baseball. And I heard the tail end of it and his recommendation. And you could tell, like, even as a doctor, he made some terrific points and what he had to say for, you know, everybody out there trying to avoid it. And the bad news is, if you become a high level pitcher, you know, collegiately, professionally, like, it almost seems like your days are numbered, man. Hopefully you can get into your pro career before you have to go through it. But if you throw long enough and throw hard enough, typically it comes to pass.
Yeah, so. But you know, you've got two guys now that are ready to rock and roll that are coming off of it, Hunter and Riley, and apparently they've been looking pretty good, huh?
They have. It's been exciting, like, just to see the growth in all those guys, and not only just the normal ones like you talk about that everybody's familiar with, like, Hunter and Riley, but, you know, Mason Nichols, man, Connor Spencer has looked awesome. But another one, Mason Morris, man, he has thrown the ball just as well as anybody, and I'm super excited to, you know, see him out there this weekend.
What has Coach Mangrum brought to the table with y'all, Carl?
Well, I think I've known Joel for a long time, and the great thing about him, he's the right mix of both college and pro development. And so I think when Mike, you know, and he said this in interviews, when he went out to find the right guy, he wanted someone that obviously had the development side, which, you know, his resume speaks for itself. He's been doing it at the highest level. But, you know, Joel was also a hell of a recruiter and a hell of a college baseball coach before he jumped onto the pro side. So he gets the college aspect of it. But the development piece, he's an insanely hard worker. I think our guys, you know, feel, you know, the passion, the belief of him just, you know, working his tail off and pouring everything he can into them. And then as we prepare for this week, just a level of preparedness for the, you know, opponents we're going to face and how we go about, you know, preparing, you know, for this coming season. I think when you have a guy, you know, especially as college baseball has, you know, continued to change and evolve and become more fast-paced and there's more technology and more information, having a guy that can just be siloed into doing that is awesome. Now, he'll help recruit just like Clem will help recruit. And like recruiting's always a part of it. But, man, he really dives into that development piece with our guys, and he's really dang good.
Coach, it seems like every position you've got such a battle going on between two and three and sometimes four players. Catcher, your old position there, you bring in a couple transfers, you return Campbell. Just kind of talk about each candidate and what they're bringing to the table.
Well, first off, you brought up Smithwick, and I thought, man, he is really caught well. I think that people forget, you know, it's really hard to be a freshman in this league. Like, if you go back, you know, a few years ago, a name that everybody's familiar with, you know, Greg Kessinger, Thomas Dillard, man, their freshman years are something that they don't like to look back at. But very necessary and very, you know, formative in their development to harden them, to get them ready, you know, for their sophomore and junior campaigns, which are obviously terrific. But Campbell has been great behind the plate. He swung the bat well, but, man, so has Folley. I've been really impressed with him. He can really, really catch and throw. He's got a ton of juice at the plate. He's been taking good at bats. And then Reuter, man, he probably has had a much better spring offensively than he did in the fall. But coming in here, man, we knew that guy hit like 370 against left-handed pitching last year. He's actually slid over to first base at times and played really, really well over there. So he gives some flexibility, you know, to your lineup and to your personnel. So I've been excited with all those guys behind the plate.
It looks like, Coach, from my untrained eyes, there's a lot more depth on this team. Does the staff kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, you know, I think that the thing that sticks out, and it's a common theme across college baseball, is it's a veteran group. You know, the guys that we brought in, just the transfer guys like, you know, Mormon, Hump, and Sanford, they're all in their senior years or last year's. Chang the same way. They're older guys. And then you add in on the pitching staff, the names that you mentioned earlier who are seniors, four of those guys. I mean, Elliott's not technically a senior, but it's his fourth year here. It's, Connor Spencer's 11th year in college. So you've got some age and you've got some experience and you've got some guys that, have some scars from playing in this league and playing collegiately. So, I'm excited about that. It's a big test for us right off the bat, going down and playing three great opponents, in a wonderful park. So we get to learn a lot about our team. And I think you're going to see a lot of, to the point you made earlier, a lot of different guys running out there. So, I think, as Mike always says, it's trying to find the right mix by the time we hit conference play and, doing our best to line it up coming out the gates, but, certainly excited about the club.
Coach, is there anything different when that maybe from last year's team that the Ole Miss fans are going to notice in this first weekend of play about the Ole Miss roster and the makeup?
Well, I think we're a heck of a lot better on the dirt defensively. Now, again, that wasn't setting the bar too high, fellas. I think we've got guys that can pick it up. I'm excited about some of the young guys. Man, Owen Pano is a terrific player. Hayden Federico is a terrific player. Man, Judd Uttermark is, it looks like he's finally healthy and moving around, and he's so versatile, man. He's really good on the corner positions in the infield and really good in the corner outfield. But I think I feel like we're going to defend it, a lot better. And again, I think we were so poor at that last year. That's not saying a whole lot, but I like the defensive makeup of this team. I think that's one thing that, sticks out to me.
As a staff, pitching staff, do we have guys with enough velo to compete in this league? The way I've been looking at some of the analytics, and I'm seeing 88, 90, 91, 92, but I'm not seeing much 97, 96 that we face a lot.
Well, for us, we actually have a lot of hard throwers.
Good. Who are they?
I would say that. I mean, just on the past weekend, Braden Jones was 94, 97. Galais 94, 97, but he's been up to 100. Connor Spencer, same way. I think we have a ton of guys that are low to mid-90s. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a right-hander that's not averaging over 90 miles an hour, averaging over 90 miles an hour that can't touch, 94, 95, 96. Left-hander's a little bit different, but even Hunter Elliott, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, I think his lowest heater was 90. He was 90, 93 the whole time for, four innings and, about 60 pitches. And so I don't think that, arm strength is nothing that concerns me with this club. I think we've got as much arm strength as anybody. I think that a lot of guys look at Twitter and can be a little deceived. I'll just tell you, as a recruiter, every email, tweet, video you get that says, "Hey, Johnny is this," when you show up in person, Johnny ain't that. I feel like, from just a, from a velocity standpoint, there's all kind of different ways to do it. I think the thing that we're going to see from, this staff, you're going to have, some back end guys with some velocity. You're going to have some, left-handers that can match up. You're going to have some guys that have decent velocity but have really, really quality breaking balls. I think the first weekend you're going to see some guys run out in Arlington throwing the baseball really, really hard. The more important thing to me is, hey, man, are we commanding the zone and are we spinning it well to keep them off balance? Because now velocity doesn't scare anybody at
right,
all.
Right.
It's not – I mean, it just – it doesn't. It's what do you have, piggybacking off of that? Like, a lot of times, man, there's fastballs out there that are 90, 91, 92 that are way more effective than some 97s and 98s that you face. That's the thing I've been excited with Coach Mangrel, man. He's really given our guys an arsenal. Some guys have picked up one or two pitches. Other guys have vastly improved their, secondary weapons. It's been a cool thing to see.
All right, I like that. Thank you, Coach.
Speaking of guys mixing up their speeds and breaking balls, you're talking about one guy that's really impressed me is Walker Hooks out of Brandon, a freshman, a left-handed pitcher. He's 6'4", like 260, but he's not the 95, 96, but he's a guy that really mixes his speeds and throws about four different pitches. Talk a little bit about him.
No, Hooksy has been great. Like, you're going to see him run out there opening weekend. And like you said, he looks like he should be playing defensive end for Coach Kiffin. But the thing about him, man, is every pitch comes out of the same slot. He's got a really slow heartbeat out there. And like you said, it's four pitches for a strike. And I want to say he has thrown, just because I'm sitting here in my office and I have it right here, he's thrown 20 innings since he's been on campus at Ole Miss, punched out 27 and walked one. Wow. Now, I may jinx him. He may walk the first daggum guy's face and everybody go, that Lafferty doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But I just speak to the quality of the kid. I think he's got a bright future. And it's not like an overpowering fastball, meaning it's not 95. But it's 88, 90, 91. He can command it. It has life. The slider's good, the curveball's good, the changeup's good, and like our hitters come back going like everything just looks the same and then is completely different when it approaches the plate, which when you start talking about pitching, that's what you look for.
Carl, thank you so much, man, and we look forward to this weekend and having you on again very soon.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have
thank
a good
you, brother. Good
thank
luck.
Thank you, too, Coach.
Good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you guys.
You too.
Bye. All right, before the break, the Ole Miss women's team hosting number 8, Kentucky, if the voice holds on before the break. 37-31, Kentucky shot 57% in the first half. They were 4 of 6 from three-point range, and yet Ole Miss is only down by 6. Rebels 31% shooting, 0 for 7 from 3. The difference, 16 offensive rebounds for the Ole Miss women's team, and then they've made 6 more free throws to keep it a game.
Kentucky won't keep shooting like that. That'll flip in the second
half. And you got to think Ole Miss will hit a few.
Yeah.
Maybe, somewhere. All right, we'll come back and wrap up the program next.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500. Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, it's time for the Ole Miss and SEC news, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. That Valentine's Day thing is coming up. We mentioned the women's basketball game that's going on. How about number one, Ole Miss men's golf? They've opened up the spring season with an 18-hole lead after round one in the Puerto Rico Classic. They shot a combined score of 16 under, led by bogey-free rounds of 66 from Cohen Truillo and Cameron Tankersley.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Malloy, just bumped into him last week and asked him about the team, and he's very excited. He said, we can just stay healthy and post this. I said, what happened? He had two guys that were key guys that during the NCAA tournament got food poison and stomach virus.
Nice.
Trying to play golf in the middle of it. So keep your fingers crossed on that. But if they can stay healthy, they got a chance to bring home the big trophy, add it to the ladies' golf team and obviously the baseball team.
Now for the Red and Blue recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective, the mission to enhance the NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes, giving them the level of protection and guidance they need in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Ole Miss hosted several prospects, as they seems to be every weekend since the season ended, and the highest-rated guy was Xavier McDonald out of Morton, Mississippi, 6'3 receivers, number 80 overall. Looks like Ole Miss and Tennessee are – kind of neck and neck for his services, but I like where Ole Miss stands. And guys, Tennessee's all over the state of Mississippi this year. Don't know why they're really pinning their ears back on the Magnolia State, but they are. Corinth defensive back Preston Crump was offered by Ole Miss at Junior Days, 6'2 corner, and it was his first Power Four offer. He said he's coming back in March, and some believe a commitment could be forthcoming on that visit. Mississippi's highest-rated recruit and the number four overall prospect in the country is out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and goes by the name Tristan Keys. He'll take an unofficial visit to Ole Miss in March. Again, the Vols are battling out with the Rebels for his services. A pair of four-star linemen out of Buford, Georgia, visited over the weekend, an offensive lineman Graham Houston and four-star defensive lineman Bryce Perry Wright. Graham will come back for an official visit on the 30th, and Bryce Perry said he's coming back for the Grove Bowl. Another four-star defender out of Buford, Nasir McCoy, also will come back for the Grove Bowl. So Buford has been good to Ole Miss. Number 56 was there from Buford and several players in the past, so keep an eye out for Buford, Georgia. On Thursday, 0-3, Chad Simmons confirmed that Grayson four-star linebacker Anthony Davis will take an official visit to Ole Miss. He was in for the Auburn weekend. Coach Golding went out to see him last Thursday, and he set up his officials to Auburn, Texas, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Southern Cal, and will make a decision before his senior season. And the last football tidbit is Prosper, Texas four-star offensive tackle Bryce Gilmore released his top six today, which included Ole Miss, and he'll come in on June the 30th for his official visit. A couple quick basketball tidbits. 2025 center Ben Ameed has requested his release from from Miami, and Ole Miss has already been in contact. He's 6'10", top 75 national recruit, and would be an incoming freshman next year. As we all know, Ole Miss needs as many bigs as they can get. And the JUCO's top 20. 25 prospect Abdul Basir will take an official visit to Ole Miss next month. He was at Auburn this past weekend. He's a 6'7 shooting guard out of Casper College in Wyoming. So obviously Beard is looking to get longer there on the court. And the last one is Oregon, Wisconsin, 2026. Small forward Vaughn Carmella reports that he'll take a official visit to Ole Miss. He's a 6'7 three guard. He comes in at number 66 in the latest on three rankings.
And the final couple of minutes are brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Call them at 662-644-4297. Here's the good, bad, and ugly.
All right, the good, it's all good tonight. Two wins for the men's basketball team were really good. A comfortable home win over Kentucky, which is rare for any Rebel Hoops team, and a road win against LSU with one of the best comebacks I've seen in a long, long time. The Rebels were down 11 with a little over 3 minutes to go, 70-59. Now remember, LSU score 70. The Rebels proceeded to reel off 13 in a row and win 72-70 with a tip in by forward Dre Davis, who had a really good game for the Rebels. Dre ended up with a game high 22 points and 7 rebounds, while Sean Padula kept the Rebels within shouting distance with 17 points. Good day. A.J. Brown scored a touchdown and got a ring in the Super Bowl.
Here, here.
And do not forget, go to Cheney's for your loved one for Valentine's with Dinstal chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah, it was nice seeing A.J. score that touchdown. I know it meant a lot to him. And, you know, they'd really struggled passing the ball all season, and A.J. was a little bit frustrated, so good to see him finish on the high note.
Yeah, you could see him and Sirianni. He had a little word there, and then the next possession, touchdown cures all.
I'm wondering, going back to your recruiting tidbits, these junior college guys, if that eligibility thing is going to hold up.
Yeah.
That when they come in here.
No way. It's got to hold up until they announce what they're going to finally do in the court. So I think last year and this year, JUCOs, you're in for free.
So you're saying that this guy will come in as a true freshman? Basically.
Yeah.
That's the way it, right now, way it works.
Yep. I like that 6'7 shooting guard. Yeah. I want to get longer.
Yeah.
Get more rebounds. Hotty toddy.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.